Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Okay. Everything's doing well, sir. Thank you. Everything goes wrong when we need more, yeah.
Sorry, I'm a spirit, but excuse me, Ronnie, set this up. Okay, Torah Way, North West London. Thursday, Chof Tet, Shvat, 8th of February, for our Vidya Zultzbacha Shlita, Dangerous Mitzvah. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Morgan. The question has about Mitzvah Shem, the call Morgan, who from Mitzvah was last time in Pasha Yitzroi, Yerosin Shiyizku, Hoyo, the Kano, the Rav Nachas, the Menem, the Yerosin Shalasem, and also the Tus, all the soldiers, the Moshe Rangers, the Shiatsun, who attained the Shalom and the Kalmah.
Sister Sibyl, sister my father. About 3.5 weeks ago, maybe more, I was schmoozing to my brother who lives in Eretz Yisrael. So I was schmoozing and he told me something which I thought was quite interesting. He said, we all know with the war that's going on in Eretz Yisrael, everyone talks a lot about the hostages and all the operation and everything. He said something that people don't speak about so much. So now it's not so much, but it used to be that there were still rockets flying in from Eretz Yisrael, from Gaza into Eretz Yisrael. So the man said, most of them were intercepted. He said the man said a few of them still, they fall in the area. So I think he said most of the rockets, they fell near Tel Aviv, or near, let's say, the Gaza, near Gaza. He said, but in Yerushalayim itself, there hasn't been that many rockets. So he said that what happened was they were sitting there in Kailu, he learned there in Kailu, and they were sitting there, and finally they heard the siren. So they heard the siren. So normally what you're supposed to do, you hear the siren. Obviously you're supposed to go, you run to the nearest place, the safe place, the class, and you wait there till the siren finishes, and you know it's safe that you can go out. The question was, in this kailul was, what should they do? I mean, on the one hand, you should say that obviously it's a sakana, it's a danger. You have to go, you have to leave, you have to run and go to the safe place and make sure nothing will happen. Silent is maybe, the other hand is, maybe one could say that they don't have to go. Why should that be? Because we know Chazal tell us there's a klal of Shluchei Mitzvah Einon Nizokim. That means if someone's doing a mitzvah, then Chazal tell us in a few places that no harm will come to him. That's the Avtocha, which we'll see where the Gemara learns it out, but that's Avtocha, no harm will come if you're doing a mitzvah. Therefore, maybe they can say, listen, what bigger mitzvah are they learning to here? One of the biggest mitzvahs. Therefore, we don't have to worry about this iron. We can stay in sitting and learning, and we can be assured that the mitzvah is not going to come to us. I thought maybe we can go a bit into the figures, Shluchei Mitzvah Einon Nizokim, and see the various thoughts and the various options. Maybe should they not have to run out of the cradle. Sometimes there's a story with the Biskurov, they say the Biskurov, whenever the sirens went out in one of the walls, then he always refused to leave. He used to stay where he was, sit in the shelf, sit in his room, and he refused to leave. And his children, every time, they always used to tell him, you have to try to come, you have to go, so not safe, Sakana, you have to come to the safe room. And the Biskurov always refused. And he said that one time the children managed to convince him, and he said, come, they'll come. So, okay, if you're not fine, I'll come with you. And from that time when he left, then the missile came, and it came almost close to where he was, and it damaged where he was. And if he would have been there, he would have been hurt. So the children said to him, he said, look, you see, we're right. If the missile goes off, you have to leave. It's a Sakana. The Biskurov said, you missed the point. He said, if I would have been there, then the missile would never have come. It's only because I left, there it is, now the missile could come. If it was sat there, the missile wouldn't have come. So I want to go more into the halacha of Shluchei Mitzvah Nizokim and see whether they can rely on it. So the Mekoyim, the source of Shluchei Mitzvah Nizokim, is the Gemara Mitzvahim. The Gemara Mitzvahim is discussing B'dikas Chomet. We all know, B'dikas halacha, you have to get rid of all your Chomet. Before you get rid of it, you have to do B'dikas Chomet, search your whole house, make sure there's no Chomet. Then, yeah. So the Gemara says that even though there's a mitzvah to check your whole house, search your whole house, says the Gemara, there's certain places that you do not have to check. So where are these places? The Gemara says, "Ein mechayavon ois lehachnis yadoi lechulin or lestokin livdik me'asakana." So there's certain holes, let's say, on the ground below, where there, even though there is a chashash, maybe there's chomet, but you don't have to put your hands there and search for chomet. The Gemara says, "Why not?" The Gemara says, "Me'asakana," because it's dangerous. So the Gemara says, what is the danger? What's the problem? Go put your hand there, search for chomet. The Gemara says, the problem is because in those days it was common for scorpions to be walking around on the floor there. The Gemara says, we're worried if he's going to put his hand in, he's going to search for chomet. Maybe a nice big scorpion is going to come, he's going to bite him. Therefore, it says the Gemara, even though Meikah Dini should be Chayav, Chazal said, better not, don't do it. That's what the Gemara says. That's the Gemara Kasha. How can you tell me that? For Omar Bilezer, Shluchei Mitzvah Einin Dizokin. That means Chazal said that if a person's doing a mitzvah, he will not be harmed. So this guy, he's doing B'dikas Chomet, he's doing a mitzvah B'dikas. So what's the problem? He worried about a scorpion, it won't hurt him, because he's doing a mitzvah B'dikas Chomet. Nothing can happen to him. That's the Gemara Kasha. So this is really the Makuri where the Gemara says, Shluchei Mitzvah Einin Dizokin. So the Gemara answers, the Gemara says, you're right. But at him, he doesn't have to worry, because Shluchei Mitzvah Einin Dizokin, nothing can happen to him. Says the Gemara, however, we're worried that maybe this guy, 5 minutes before B'dikas Chomet, maybe he lost his wallet. Someone was messing around with his wallet, he lost his wallet, and he's looking for it. So therefore, as he's doing B'dikas Chomet, as he's searching for the Chomet, in the back of his mind, he's also thinking, maybe I'll find my wallet as well. I'm looking around, I'll find my wallet. So therefore, says the Gemara, since in the back of his mind, he has Kavona also, that maybe I'm going to find my wallet, even though he is doing B'dikas Chomet, says the Gemara, then he will not be offered the protection of Shluchim Mitzvah Nizokin, and he can't rely on this halacha of Shluchim Mitzvah Nizokin, even though he's doing the mitzvah, but since he has an ulterior motive as well, he's looking for something else as well, then he can't rely that he'll be protected. And then, therefore, we're stuck with worry that maybe a scorpion will come and bite him. And that's why the Gemara says you should not do it. But that is the Gemara. So really, the Gemara is a big chiddush, which in previous, he already speaks it out. He says he doesn't understand the Gemara. What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying if a person does a mitzvah, and he's protected because Shluchei Mitzvah Einin Nizokin. The Gemara says, yeah, but here he won't get it. Why? Because he's also thinking about his wallet. Maybe he can find his wallet. We paskin that mitzvah ain't shvich with kavana. That means if a person does a mitzvah, then he don't need kavana. If a guy shakes the lulav and he's thinking about his supper, he still gets the mitzvah lulav. He doesn't have to think about the mitzvah. So therefore, he says, this person here, he's doing B'dikas Chomet, he's searching for Chomet, and he's doing the mitzvah. So he says, well, yeah, but because he's thinking also, maybe he'll find his wallet, so he won't be protected because of Shluchim within his office. But he's doing the mitzvah, B'dikas Chomet. Who cares that he's thinking about different things? He doesn't detract from the mitzvah that he's doing. So B'chomet, he struggles with it. B'chomet just says, Elamai, you have to say that. That's what the Gemara is telling me a chiddush, that even though he's talking Mekayim the mitzvah, and he is yotzei the mitzvah B'dikas Chomet, however, it's a special halacha that since you don't have kavana for the mitzvah, purely lishma, then you can't rely on the protection which Chazal tell of Shluchim Mitzvah Einin Nizokin. That's what Mechonon says. And maybe we'll get back to it soon to answer Mechonon, but that's what he says. So therefore, back to our shayla of the Kailo, so the Kailo is point number one we have to speak out. That if everyone's sitting in this Kailo in Yerushalayim, I'm sure it's very chosh for Kailo, but if everyone's sitting there and they're learning 100% lishma, Kailo, then perhaps they could say, listen, we can rely on Shluchim Mitzvah Einin Nizokin, nothing's going to happen to us. However, if there's people there who maybe they're learning, but maybe they also have ulterior motive as well, whatever it could be, then they can't rely on Shluchim Mitzvah Einin Nizokin because they won't be covered. That's what the Gemara says. If you have two separate kavanas, even if you're doing a mitzvah, then you can't rely on it. And therefore, according to this, they have to run out when they hear the siren. Oh, that is point number one. The other point that we have to speak out is really, and this really goes into the... Before that, I'll say a different point. The other point I have to speak out is as follows. The Chassam Sofer, over here on this Gemara, he speaks out a question. He says, we have here a Gemara, which the Gemara says, Shluchei Mitzvah Einin Nizokin means, if a person is doing a mitzvah, he will be protected. Says the Chassam Sofer, what is a halacha if someone is doing a mitzvah, but the mitzvah can be done without danger. But he is coming and he wants to be machmir. He wants to do an extra, let's say a hidul mitzvah. And if he does a hidul mitzvah, then there will be a danger to his life. The mitzvah is no danger, but he wants to go and he wants to be chum and he wants to be do an extra chumba, whatever it is. But if he does the extra thing, then there will be a danger to his life. So the Chassam Sofer says, does he still have the protection of Shluchei Mitzvah Einin Nizokin? That's what Chassam Sofer Shaila is. And Chassam Sofer wants to say that, yeah, even a hidden mitzvah, even an extra thing, whatever happens, you're still protected with Shluchei Mitzvah Einin Nizokin. It doesn't have to be just the actual mitzvah itself. That's the Chassam Sofer. The Maaseh, the post can bring that from a Likutei Yeshiva. The Likutei Yeshiva says, he's talking about Hanukkah there. He says, the halacha, let's say there's a person who's living in an apartment block, and he wants to light for Hanukkah. So really, I think he's talking about there's a whole bunch of people in one family, and really, Me'ikah Din, you could be gates with lighting one light of Hanukkah for everyone. So he says, there, everyone wants to be what they want to be, the hidden, so everyone wants to light themselves, their own nave for Hanukkah. Now, Mikra didn't, there could be just one loaf. So he says it seems to be there, the case was they were living in an apartment full of goyim, and they were nervous that this goy is going to get very nervous if the Jewish neighbor starts lighting loads of candles everywhere. And we're worried if a goy is going to get, if it's going to antagonize the goy that he sees this yid lighting all these candles, then maybe he's going to come and he's going to harm his neighbor, he's going to hurt the yid. That was the chashash there that's what he's talking about. The Kutiyasha says, since we're worried that maybe if he lights too many candles, the goy is going to come and hurt his neighbor, therefore he shouldn't light all the candles, he shouldn't light 5 or 10 for each person themselves, he should only light one candle. And you light one candle, then you're gates for everyone. That's the halacha, what the Kutiyasha says. And the Kutiyasha says, even though the etzim is mamash, very wachakti chashash, it's 1 in 100 that the goy is going to come and he's going to get angry if you light, but since there is a chashash, it's a sakana, therefore you should not light too many candles. So the poskim asked that, I don't understand, if he's lighting now more than one candle, he's mekayem a mitzvah, he's doing a hidu mitzvah, he's lighting more than one candle. It's better to light more than one candle. Therefore, why can't we say the klal of shluchim mitzvah in the zokin, he's doing a mitzvah of hidu, and therefore he's protected. Why do we have to worry about the goy? So the poskim says, so we see from this declaration, not like the chazan sefer. And we see that shluchim mitzvah in the zokim that Chazal say you're protected is only if you're doing the actual mitzvah that you're mechuyu to do. If you want to come now and do extras, you want to do a hidu mitzvah, whatever it is you want to do, then you don't have, you can do it if you want, but then you're not protected with the protection of shluchim mitzvah in the zokim, and danger could happen to you. What do you say? Right, but yeah, it is, but it's not the gufa mitzvah. It's not the same. It's not the same power as the actual mitzvah itself. About chinuch. Yeah, but your chi of mitzvah, you get it with one. It's the right of chinuch. It's a separate mitzvah. That. Oh, yeah. You think why is actual mitzvah chinuch? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what we have, because we have machlokes here, chasam sefer and the kutiyasha, whether Shluchim mitzvah extends even to extras or only to the mitzvah itself. Some are thinking, could be according to this, it explains very nicely. We find the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, a few places in Shas. We find the Gemara says, halacha, a person should not travel by night by himself. And the Gemara says, because it's dangerous. The Gemara says it's dangerous. You can have mazikim, you can have shindalas, you can have bandits which come. A person shouldn't travel by himself. And the Gemara says, what is the makui from the Torah that a person shouldn't travel by night by himself? The Gemara says, the Gemara in Chulin, and the Makoi is, so the seven of the three, Vayashkim Avraham Baboika. The Avraham Avinu got up early in the morning. So says the Gemara. So Rashi learns what's the possible referring to. We're referring to Akedah Yitzchak. That means Hashem told Avraham, go take your son and shech him. You have to do a mitzvah, shech your son. So it says, Avraham Avinu, when did he do? He got up in the morning and he went to shech his son. So the Gemara says, why did Avraham Avinu wait till the morning? Why didn't he get up straight away? 9 o'clock that evening, he should have got up, gone there, and shech his son. Why did he wait till the morning? That's the Gemara says. Elamai says the Gemara. I see from here, from the fact that Avraham Avinu waited till the morning, that you know Avraham Avinu didn't go in the night, because he was worried that in the night it's dangerous, things could happen to him. So therefore, he said, you know, better not, I'm not going to go in the night, I'm going to go in the day. Yeah, but maybe he could have let him walk in the night. So he could have first morning, he could have straight away. Also, I don't know if it was Namash a Kolben. Has he had the halachas of a Kolben yet? It's nice. It's okay. So, yeah, so why didn't you say he couldn't? Yeah. Right. So that's what the Gemara says. So places are from Rashi, places in Chulin, places in Sotom, in two places. He says, he doesn't understand Rashi. He says, what's going on here? He said, Hashem told Avraham Avinu, go and shech your son. He says, that's a mitzvah. You have to listen to Hashem, that's a mitzvah. And he says, we know that if you have the option to do a mitzvah, the halacha is vizim makdim in a mitzvah. That means the first opportunity you can do the mitzvah, you're supposed to do it. It's a hiddush. Do the mitzvah. You can do the mitzvah, you can eat matzah in shake lulav in 4 hours, or you can shake it now. Then the halacha is, you're supposed to shake it now. You're supposed to do it as early as possible. You're supposed to do the mitzvah. Therefore, it says, places, what was Avraham Avinu worried about? He's worried that he's going to go in the night, things are going to happen to him. He says, Avraham Avinu is going to do a mitzvah to shech his son. Why do we say vizim makdim in the mitzvah? He's supposed to do it as early as possible, and therefore, so places we know, like we said, this is the halacha, shluchim mitzvah in the zokim. If someone is doing a mitzvah, he won't come to any harm. So what's okay? So the night is dangerous, but if he's doing a mitzvah, nothing can happen to him. That's what places asked in Rashi. So places, because of this, he takes arguments with Rashi, and he says that when the Gemara is bringing a raya from a Vayachim Avraham Baboike, the Gemara is not referring to Akedah Yitzchak. The Gemara is referring to the Maaseh of Sodom, of Lot, where Hashem wanted to destroy the town, and Hashem told Avraham Avinu he's going to destroy the town, and Avraham Avinu got up and he wanted to daven to save the town. And the Gemara there is saying, why does Avraham Avinu wait till the morning? Why did he get up straight away and daven and go there to that place? The Gemara says, Elamai, that you shouldn't go by night. Because the thing's got a different shot in the Gemara. But that is the discussion on Rashi, that if it's Tarkeda, what's the problem? Avraham Avinu should go in the night, nothing will happen. So I think the Machlokes we just said, the Chasam Sofer and the Kuti Yeshua, then I think it's very geschmack. I mean, we actually learned, Tosafot learned, like the Chasam Sofer, Tosafot learned that Shluchim Mitzvah in the Zokin applies to any, the Mitzvah itself, and any actions that you want to do. Whatever you're doing, as long as it's part of the Mitzvah, whether it's the Ikka Mitzvah, whether you want to go the extra mile and do a Hidden Mitzvah, you will always have the protection of Shluchim Mitzvah in the Zokin. The Mele Tosafot says, I've always been had a Mitzvah. Now, really, Avraham Avinu, he could do the mitzvah by day as well. He did the mitzvah. So why does he want to do it by night? Because he wants to have the hiddu, the extra of Zizim Magdim and the mitzvah. Zizim Magdim and the mitzvah is the extra. You want to chop around another thing. You want to say, oh, not only did I do the mitzvah, I did it early. So Tosafot says, Tosafot learns at the Chasam Sofer, that even if you're doing extras, you still have the protection that nothing will happen to you. And therefore, Tosafot says, why didn't Avraham Avinu go in the night? He should go in the night, nothing will happen to him. However, Rashi didn't learn anything. If Rashi learned on the Kuti Yoshen, Rashi learned that Shluchim Mitzvah in the Zokin only protects when you're doing the actual mitzvah that you have to do. Any extras, even though it's a good thing, it's an Indian, it's a Hidden Mitzvah, whatever it is, but if it's anything besides the actual mitzvah per se, you don't have the protection of Shluchim Mitzvah in the Zokin. Mele Rashi held that very nice of Avraham Avinu had a mitzvah to check the sun, doesn't have to go in the night. He could go in the day as well, he could check them. Why is he going in the night? Because he wants to get an Indian of Zizim Magdim in the mitzvah. If you want to come with an Indian, with a Chumrah, these are not even the mitzvahs, extras, then you don't have the protection of Shluchim Mitzvah in the Zokin. And if you don't have the protection, that's why Avraham Avinu didn't go in the night. So I think in some, so this is the second point that we could maybe come back to our Shaila and the Kodol, that really, if they hear the siren and they go in the shelter, clearly they could learn in the shelter as well. Why not? Take your Gemara, you don't take your Gemara, you think in learning, you go to the shelter, you can learn. No, they can say, look, because if you go to the shelter, it's going to be cold, it's going to be dark, it's not going to be geschmack. We can learn better in the cradle. But I don't know, maybe it depends on this. I mean, if you learn that if Shluchim Mitzvah only applies to the actual mitzvah they have to do, but any extras that you're not covered, then maybe they can say, listen, you can be the time your mitzvah to you in the shelter. So go in the shelter. Okay, so you won't learn so well. I'm not sure if it's a good muscle, because it could be when you're learning better, it's not just a hidden mitzvah. You're learning better than each chid that you're learning more is more of a mitzvah too. But okay. The third point, I think, is the final point I want to say, that this really gets to the ikka yisui to shulchim mitzvah in this often. Chazal tell us, a person does a mitzvah, no harm will come to him. Now, really, we have to ask, if you look around, it doesn't really seem to be the case. I know someone who was on the way to Mincha, and he had a heart attack and died. So it's a pella. Why don't we say Shluchim Mitzvah in the Zokin? He's going to do a mitzvah. How could harm happen to him? Someone told me that Gershon Edelstein, when he died, he died as he was writing his Shi'urim for the next day. He's writing his Shi'ur, preparing Shi'ur, and then he died. So it's a pella. Shluchim Mitzvah in the Zokin. Gershon Edelstein is sitting there, he's learning, and he died. How can it be? We look all over, a lot of times we find that even people are doing mitzvahs and are on the way to do mitzvahs, that bad things happen to them. So it's the steer of the Shluchim Mitzvah in the Zokin. No harm will come to him. So when is it Negev to say Shluchim Mitzvah in the Zokin? You think dying not? And apparently a lot of times you find harm as well, not after dying. And what if someone's going to Mincha and someone comes and mugs him? Do you think that's never happened? Yeah, but these things do happen. Yeah, I'm not sure why they go. Yeah, I'm also writing more use Shluchim. I think it's a chiddush. The Pasha Shluchim is a chiddush. It's not only when you're doing the mitzvah itself, even on the way to the mitzvah, then you're also protected. But it definitely applies to the actual mitzvah itself. Right. Yeah, no, so it's true. That's the Gemara says if it's Shkia Chazeka, then you don't say sure. Yeah, but if it's not, what's halacha if it's not Shkia Chazeka? Let's say statistically it's not a danger. The crossing road is also a danger. But let's say statistically it's not a danger. It's not reckless. But no, I'm asking, I agree. If the rocket is statistically. Yeah, no, yeah, I'm asking that. So, if it's reckless, there's nothing to speak about. The shaila is when it's something else in between the Gemara says. Let's say it's not. Very quickly. The Gemara says, I think the answer is, I think maybe that's what you mean. The Gemara on Shabbos. The Gemara on Shabbos says, there was a Tana which said, he said, "Halavai she'ezke liyos li meisai b'derech mitzvah." Well, the Tanakh said that when my time comes, well, when I'm going to die, you know how I want to die. I don't want to die in bed. I want to die on the way to doing a mitzvah. That's how I want to die. That's the Gemara says. The Mashal on Shabbos says, "Mamas shapele the Gemara." He said, "Don't understand the Gemara. How can such a thing happen? If shluchi mitzvah in the zokin means someone's doing a mitzvah, he's on the way to mitzvah, no harm will come to him." So it's impossible. How can he die on the way to mitzvah? He's on the way to mitzvah. He can't die. Mashal says a few words, and I think that's what he means. The foyer. He says, "Foyer, no." Anyways, Mashal says that shluchim mitzvah in nizokim means. It means as follows. It doesn't mean no harm can come to you. What it means is the mitzvah can't cause you harm. That's what it means. It means if you're worried that the mitzvah is going to cause you harm, there's a halacha that the mitzvah won't cause you harm. However, if the harm is not coming from the mitzvah, it's coming from somewhere else, then that can't happen to you. The mashal, I'll give you a mashal. The Gemara says in Sokhem that the Mekoyin Atoya Shluchi Mitzvah in the Zokhem. Where do you see the say such a thing? Because the Gemara says there's a mitzvah of Oile Regal 3 times a year. The person has to go up 3 times a year to Yerushalayim. So it says that really a person's worried. He's living in London, goes up to Eretz Yisrael, he's leaving his house empty. All his neighbors know exactly when he's going. They're going to come steal his stuff. They're going to take his house. So Gemara says, no, you don't have to worry. Hashem said he's doing a mitzvah. Nothing will happen to you. So the Gemara says that what's the plan? Elamai, you see from here that since he's going to do a mitzvah, shluchi mitzvah in nizokin, therefore no harm can come to him. That's what the Gemara says. Now, that is a hapocha, that nothing, no goy will come and take his stuff. I want to ask you a question. Let's say this guy, he goes up to Yerushalayim, and then let's say there's an earthquake in London, as he's going up to Eretz Yisrael. Are you going to tell me that, oh, shluchi mitzvah in nizokin, so the rest of London, all the houses will fall, but his house won't fall, because shluchi mitzvah in nizokin, no harm can come to him. There is Mashal saying, I'd rather not. Why? Because there, the harm of the earthquake is not coming about because of the mitzvah. If you would stay in your house, the earthquake will also happen. So it's not like an iron dome that, oh, no harm comes to you doing a mitzvah. The halacha is that the mitzvah itself won't cause you harm. So the robber coming, when you leave Eretz Yisrael and the robber coming, there the harm is coming from the fact that you're doing a mitzvah. Because you left your house open, the robber can come. So there, there's a halacha, no, the mitzvah won't cause harm. But harm from outside can happen. Therefore, says Mashal, this Tana was saying, the Gemara on Shabbos, he was talking like everyone's saying here. He's talking like he's going to die. That's he's going to die. Then he's going to have a heart attack or his time came. There, even if he wouldn't have been doing a mitzvah, he would have died. So therefore, if the harm would have come in one even without the mitzvah, then you don't have the protection of shluchim mitzvah in this often. And I want to say something. We start in the beginning with Shadda B'chonon. The B'chonon asked the Kasha, Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says that a person is doing the Tikkas Chomer, then he should have the protection of shluchim mitzvah in this often. So the Gemara says, that why does he not have it? The Gemara says, yeah, because maybe a scorpion will come. The Gemara says, why do you have detection? The Gemara says, because even though he's doing B'dikas Chomer, he also has intention to find his wallet. So the Chomer says, don't understand, so off you're looking for your wallet. Mitzvah ain't shikas kavonu, you're mekayim the mitzvah B'dikas Chomer. According to this, it's not much, it's very geshmak, Mashal. Because it's not for the one, not saying a vote of kavanah. You have to think about the mitzvah. If a guy is putting his hand in the hole and he's searching for commerce, but he's also searching for his wallet, so it comes out really he's doing two things. He's putting his hand there, he's searching for commerce, and he's also searching for the wallet. Now, according to the Mashal, the protection of Shluchim Mitzvah in the Zokin doesn't mean no harm can come. It means the Maisa HaMitzvah you're doing can't cause you harm. So the Gemara is saying, yeah, it's true. If you put your hand there and you move it about, then that Mitzvah of Bedikas Kamat can't cause you harm. But if you're also, as you're moving your hand, you're also trying to find your wallet, so that can cause you harm. That Maisa can cause you harm. If you're doing Kilo, you're doing two things at one time. You're searching for Kamat and you're searching. If you learn Shluchim Mitzvah in the Zokin is a blanket protection stump. Well, at this point of time, from 2 to 5 past 2, nothing bad can happen to you. Then a B'chon has got a good kasha, so who cares what he's thinking about? He can do whatever he wants, as long as he's doing a mitzvah in that time. But going to Mashal, the mitzvah shalach, halach is after the mitzvah comes. Oh, so, and it's back to outside of the koilu. Therefore, the koilu, according to this, will come out that they do have to run out of the koilu. Because a missile coming down, the missile is not coming down because of the learning failure. If they'd be sitting in the koilu and they'd be playing board games, the missile would also come down. That means the harm of a missile coming down is not coming because they're learning Torah. So therefore, according to Mashal, you only have a protection of Shluchim Mitzvah in Nizokin if the mitzvah won't cause you harm. But here, the harm of the missile, why is the missile coming down? Because you're learning Torah? No, because you're in that building, the missile's coming down. And therefore, according to the Mashal, you will not be offered the protection of Shluchim Mitzvah in Nizokin. And therefore, according to this, the Taka have to run out. With the Bisglov. Yeah, so it could be the Biskov is a different thing because it's Tochen. That's what some people say. That. Not because Shulchim is in the Zochen. You have to Tochen, nothing will happen to him. Yeah, that's also a different thing. Because it could be because Avda Melech is, like the one says, it says, Toyo Megan the Matzah. It's not because you're Isaac in the Mitzvah. Because the Toyo itself protects. That's the thing. That it could be a different thing that the Koyla maybe. Right, yeah, I'm asking. I'm asking. There's two separate points how to look at the question. Either Toyo Megan the Matzah or Shluchim Mitzvah. I'm addressing that Shluchim Mitzvah in the Zokin. And with Shem, we should be clear that the whole side shouldn't be relevant, and with the Shem, she has to come to call it.
A whole world of content awaits you on Kol HaLashon, United Kingdom, 0208-191-7000, United States, 646-663-7920, Israel, 03-617-1095.